G'day, Brad Davidson. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Going well, mate. Our governing bodies are being very practical as far as prize money is concerned. We saw the championships, a reduction in the prize money there, and Racing Victoria also have announced reductions.
Yeah, they announced that yesterday, Jared. They basically, in simple terms, Metro Races from April 6th will reduce 20% in prize money and Country Races 10% in prize money. So they've taken that step, obviously, with the COVID-19 crisis. And, with the pubs and clubs not open naturally, wagering's going to take some hit, and that basically funds most of the races. So naturally, we'll take that bit of a hit. And, I just think we're obviously glad just to continue racing at this stage.
What about Ewie Bowman, mate? He's going to appeal his suspension for not riding Avilius out to the line in the Tancred. What do you think his chances are of getting off?
I don't think he's got the greatest chance of getting off. Whether he gets a reduction, we'll wait and see. But he was suspended from April 5 to April 24 by the stewards there last weekend. So at this stage, going to miss day two of the championships and riding bivouac in the TJ Smith, which is going to be an absolute cracker. And no doubt he's at the top of the betting there. So look, it's a tricky one because it didn't look great. The NQ was charged and found guilty there of basically stopped riding Avilius at about the 50 to 60 metre mark there, and then, or in the last 100 at least, and then when Mr. G came up on the inside, he then started riding vigorously again and was just nabbed the second spot there. So, I think I could talk on behalf of a lot of punters and say it's a pet hate. Something I've spoken out against in the past is jockeys, not riding horses out to the line. We saw Huey aboard a leader in the Missile Stakes last year, got the chocolates that day, but was reminded by stewards of his obligation to ride horse out to the line when Invincible Jim came strongly at Elise late in the piece. But look, it's an interesting one. You could definitely argue that had Hugh kept riding, that Avilius could have grabbed second spot there. It would have been very, very close. So we'll see how that all pans out. But assuming, I think Hugh's going to come in via a video link there, obviously keeping him away with all the COVID-19 crisis, and I expect that to be heard at least before next Monday, probably later this week. So we'll see how that all pans out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. I'll tell you what, but he's happy it wasn't last year, when considering obviously it was Winx's last race there at the QE. But you're very keen on this Godolphin filly, Colette, heading towards the Oaks. It's been $8 into $6 too for the Oaks since we spoke to you on Monday. It's been well back for the Adrian Knox, at least in the all-in market this week as well, Davo.
Yeah, it's been the big firma of early moves there, Jared. Sixes, they put up the tab, and it was fives by the time I could click onto it, and it's hit a $3 already. So for the Adrian Knox there on the weekend. So bit of a spook around. Obviously, $3 probably getting short enough now considering it all in. You'll probably get a similar price there, final fields, I'm assuming now. But got a bit of X factor about her, and punters very happy to launch in early there in that all-in market for the Adrian Knox this weekend.
I reckon this Queensland horse, Eric the Eel, will become a bit of a fan favourite, I reckon. And it looks as though it'll be part of he's going to run in the Derby.
Yeah, he is going to run in the Derby, Loz. And he's already created that bit of a following up in Queensland, particularly with his racing style. He gets back and finishes off strongly. So we all, we know punters who love a horse that gets back and rockets home. So look, he's won two of his past three starts. He won over a mile at Durban, three back in a class three, and then was able to beat the older horses there over 2,200 metres at Durban last time out. So I don't think the journey's going to be an issue for him. He's always had a bit of a rap on him. He ran in a Caulfield Guineas, and ran in a JJ Atkins, finished fifth there behind Prince Barwes going back as a two-year-old. So he's always shown plenty of promise and had that big Queensland flavour to the Australian Derby this weekend.
And you're keen on a few today, Davo?
Yeah, I think it's not a bad day. I mean, there's 11 races at Newcastle today, so if we couldn't find a bet there, we're struggling. So race 1, number 9, race 3, number 7, Perfect Impression and Red Hot Chili Pins. I thought they were the two hardest to beat. Perfect Impression odds on now after the scratching of Go Gold this morning, but put the writing on the wall with a super run first up. Beat twice the special that day, who's come out and won a city maiden since. Red Hot Chili Pins gets the blinkers back on, gets out in trip, looks to be hard to beat there. Thought the best value on the Newcastle card was race 7, number 7, Weather Channel. Blinkers go on first up, can run a cheeky race from the back. And Grafton won there, race 2, number 11, Bellella, I'm going to say. I'm not 100% sure it's the first starter, but did trial up really well leading in. $7.50 mark. Looks a decent gamble there as well.
Good stuff, Davo. Have a good day, mate.
Look forward to it. Cheers, guys. Thanks.